Now, on the line, I have Geraldine Murphy, and she is the Regional Secretary for the North East Region for Active Retirement Ireland. Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very well, thanks. And thanks very much for having me on your show.
Well, I have to apologise to you because I know I phoned you yesterday evening, a very, very quick phone call just to ask you, could I speak to you this morning? And I didn't give you any information or anything like that. It was very, very short and sweet, as they might say. There wasn't much communication in it, and I apologise for that.
There's no need. I'm just delighted to be here.
Well, I have to say, I'm at an age that I'm interested in retirement. I'm very interested in retirement, but what I'm interested in is knowing the work of active retirement. Maybe you could tell us a bit about the work that Active Retirement Ireland do.
Yeah, certainly. Active Retirement is a nationwide organisation. It's a non-profit organisation and it's run by the members for the members. We do have a small paid staff in our central support office in town here in Dublin. But the main work is done by the committees and groups and the members all around the country. We have 500 active retired associations in the country, and that brings in around fluctuating number, but in or around the 24,000 members. So with 500, it's divided up into regions. And our region here, which mainly covers North Dublin city and county, would be called the Eastern Region North. So the committees then that sort of bring the groups together every now and then so that they don't feel completely isolated as individual organisations or groups or active retired associations. They're brought together under the regional committee for about three or four events or activities during the year. And one of our big ones is the Marigold Festival that we hold in the summertime. And this is done with the support of Home Instead Senior Care Fairview, because without their continued support and their not just financial but practical help that we get from Deirdre Toohey, we wouldn't be able to run this event. And it's been getting more successful every year. So this is how I happened to get in touch with you. As far as active retirement is concerned, the whole object is to enable people to be out, to socialise, to continue their connectedness with each other. And it's not about people who are, unable to get about, or we have people in all age groups. They would be starting maybe in their 50s, running up through 90s. There's all age groups in it. And retirement is the big section of life that is going to be so important to people who are coming into it in the future. So it's not just for me now. It's for the children of the members now. It's for the people who are coming up, that we have something already in place that you can slot into and go on holidays, go on trips, play sports, do keep fit, go to interesting talks and subjects, attend classes and courses. The amount of different things that are done by active retirement groups is enormous. And we just give a taste of that at our Marigold Festival on the 5th of July in the Marine Hotel in Sutton. Does that help? Does that give you an idea?
It certainly does. And if somebody wants to go along to the Marigold Festival out in the Marine in Sutton, mm-hmm. How do they do that? Is it just turn up on the day? Do I register? What
You'll
do I
turn
do?
Turn up on the day. They'd be more than welcome. We want the general public to come. And we will have lots going on there that people will actually get a taste of everything. For example, well, our special guest is Selma Mansfield, and we're delighted to have her along. She's former presenter of Live at 3 on RTE. You may remember seeing her on that some years ago. Well, she's now an artist and has some wonderful paintings, but she's coming as a special guest. And we'll have music, we'll have dancing, we have a competition for the most stylish senior, and there's a prize for the most stylish woman and the most stylish man. And last year, in fact, the man who won it wasn't a member, so that just reinforces the fact that you don't have to be a member to come to this event. We have a speaker, a solicitor, who's going to come and talk about wills and probate. We have someone else talking on health and well-being. And these will take place in another room. And the Marine Hotel is going to be specially ready for us, because it takes a lot of catering when we all descend on the hotel. So they're going to have a restaurant open that will be able to cater for us, as well as the carvery, so that people won't have to be waiting around too long for their meals. We have trade stands at it. There's going to be about 15 different trade stands. And, for example, O'Neill Healthcare is going to demonstrate a new aid that helps people to help someone who has fallen. Hearing tests will be given by Connect Hearing. DCU is going to come and have a stand to talk about intergenerational learning. Memory Tours will talk about holidays and tours. And Bavette, they sell lots of gifts, jewellery, clothes, sheepskins. We have to hear yet from Child Vision, the garden centre in Rosmini. They're hoping to come along, but they let me know next week. It's just at the last minute that they might be able to come. And if they do, they'll be there to sell plants and shrubs and things. Bathroom adaptation, Step Forward. That's just some of the stands that we'll have there.
I have to say, I had thought it would be... it is, fairly large, but it sounds from what you're saying to me that it's a very big event.
We pretty much take over the bottom floor of the hotel, because we have the ballroom where we have the trade stands and we have our guests and we have our music and our dancing. And then we have a room where there's just the speakers. We have another room that people can go and sit down and relax and have tea and scones if they wish. And then we have the restaurant. And with the carvery open, a lot of people will probably take their meals into the lounge and around. And then if it's a nice day, we'll see people walking in the grounds and just enjoying the day. Because we're trying to have something for everyone, a mixture of things, so that everybody can do whatever they feel like. And it's on for the full day. It's on from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 p.m. So people can come and go as they wish. But it's nice if people, bring a friend, come along, share cars, share a taxi, share a bus, whatever it takes. And we must have had around 300 or 400 people there last year. So it was really nice to see them all out enjoying it.
And I hope you won't mind if I come along, and maybe I'll bring my recorder along with me, and we maybe have a chat with a few people on the day.
We'd love to have you. We really would. We'd certainly love to have you. I know both our own national president, Kay Murphy, she's expected to be there. She's actually in our Shannon Active Retired Association, and she would be planning on coming. Our CEO is Maureen Kavanagh, and she would be there. We then would have representatives from Home Instead Senior Care Fairview, because, as I said, they're very involved in it and they've been extremely helpful to us. So, and then I hopefully you could have a word with Thelma Mansfield. I'm sure maybe I can find a few minutes in between running around the place as well.
Well, that's it, Geraldine. That's exactly it. And I have to say, excuse me. The older group, and I'm getting into that stage myself. I have to have to be honest about it.
Okay.
We're a growing number. The population of Ireland is growing older, and more. I have to say this sounds strange, but we're getting more active. The older we're getting younger as well. And we're living
so
longer,
right,
and more active.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you hear the saying that 60 is the old 40, but I couldn't agree more, because I see people out there in their 80s and they dance in the not just the night away, but the day away. and they're so active. Next week they're having a there's a holiday down in Killarney for active retired, and the Glen Eagles is full, and it's called Give It A Go, and they're doing everything from climbing the walls with the, you know, the ropes and the sucker things, and you know, I don't know what, all sorts of activity. I can't even think what all they are now, but things that you wouldn't normally do, and that you think, oh gosh, you should be sitting in your chair and nobody doing stuff like that, but not a bit of it. People, as I said, we have members from the 50 age group upwards, and in fact I believe there were some who were 40 in their 40s had joined, because we were having so much fun they were getting jealous, I think. But This is a part of life. It's the third area of life, you might say, and it's there to be enjoyed. It's there to look forward to, and it's there to fill with activities. Because if you don't plan for retirement, it will become like the elephant in the room, as something that you're going to try and walk around and worry about. But in actual fact, it's a wonderful part of life. It's a time when you have time to spend with friends, to make new friends and to learn new activities, maybe learn art or go on holidays, do more travelling. All of this is out there now. Yes, in Ireland we are having an ageing population, but we're behind other countries in doing it. If you look at the United States and other developed countries, Europe, they are ageing more quickly. Their population demographics are aging more quickly, and we are sort of coming behind, and hopefully we can learn from what mistakes they might make. But our peak is not due for another 15 years, something like that, or 10 to 15 years. We have time to develop our interests and activities and things to do for people in our age group, so that we get to enjoy it. People in our age group, am I talking too much?
Not at all, no, keep going.
You'll find that people in our age group are the ones who are out there volunteering. They're helping in all kinds of charitable organisations. And a lot of organisations couldn't function without the help they get from people in this age group. We have not just active retirement, which, as I said, is just made up of volunteers, but you have lots of other charitable organisations that call on our help, and families who call on the help of the grandparents, and, you know, those who can step in to release the others to go to work or whatever it might be. Very often I'd be trying to get in touch with members and they're just too busy, or I'd try to organise an event or a trip or something and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going to be in Spain, I'm going to be in America. And honestly, it's great that everybody is so active, and that's what active retirement is about.
Well, I have to say, I know my brother-in-law retired maybe 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and his comment to me was, he's never been as busy since he retired. He was never in his working life as busy as he is now that he's retired. Everybody wants a piece of him, and he has so much he wants to do as well. So he's going the whole time.
That's the secret. You look around and you say, how did I ever find time to go to work? But what you're actually doing is you're doing all the things you enjoy doing. And if you don't enjoy it, you stop doing it and you do something else. And that's the beauty of active retirement. Getting out there and finding what it is you like and being with other people, being with like-minded people, so that you can enjoy each other's company. And this is what we're doing on the 5th of July. We're having an event that brings people together, that gives people from one active retirement association, say in Howth, a chance to meet the people from the active retired association in Phibsborough and Cabra and Skerries and Malahide and Whitehall, Beaumont, you name it. They're all over the place. And we're looking forward. We've about three or four in the Coolock area. We've St. Brendan's, and we've got Kilbarrick has three active retired associations in that area. So there's no excuse for anyone to sit at home and feel lonely. Come down, give it a try on the 5th of July. Come down and see what we're about. Come down and talk to us and meet people there and see if it's something you'd like to get into. And I think, you know, you'll find something for everyone there. That's the 5th of July, the Marine Hotel, Sutton. And we're there from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
Well, Geraldine, I have to say, it's been great. I've been able to just sit back here and let you talk away. And you keep answering all my questions before I've even asked them.
Oh, I'm probably talking too much, not letting you get a word in.
No, it's absolutely perfect. And if I can give any advice to any of our listeners out there who might be free on the 5th of July, is to head out to the Marine Hotel in Sutton between 10 and 4 in the day, and just have a nose round. Ask all the questions you can, because I think it's a great idea, and it's great work that you're doing.
Thanks very much, Michael. Thank you.
Geraldine,
maybe we can have a chat again sometime nearer the date, if that was possible.
Indeed, and I definitely will come out and do some interviews out there with you as well.
Brilliant. You'd be very welcome. I'd love to see you.
Great. All the best, Geraldine. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye now, Michael. Bye-bye.